Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let us look at one verse of Scripture from the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27, where the Apostle Paul is speaking to the church at Philippi, and of course, it's very applicable to you and to me who are Christians today. And note what he says. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. That's Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27. And what we see there is that the Apostle Paul is giving the Philippians some insight as to how to live for the honor and the glory of the Lord in the proclamation of the gospel. You see there at the very first part of the verse, he says, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. That has to do with our testimony. The word conversation here can mean lifestyle. Paul was saying to the Philippians, see to it that your living makes the gospel of Jesus Christ attractive. And that truly is an application to you and to me today. We have people all around us today who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And sure, we can talk to them about the Lord, and we must talk to them about the Lord, but our lifestyle reflects what we really believe. And if we really believe the gospel, and if we really want to see people accept the gospel, then it's important that our lifestyle reflects the gospel and makes the gospel becoming. Let me put it this way. When people see you as a Christian, is the gospel so becoming in your life that it is drawing them to Christ? Well, that's what the Apostle Paul is talking about here. But then he goes on and he says that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit. What he's doing now is telling us how to make the gospel becoming. And that is, number one, by standing fast in one spirit, or by being united in our attitudes. Let's see to it that our attitudes reflect the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he says that you stand fast with one mind. That means being united with the intent of honoring God. And then he says, be, as it were, striving together for the faith of the gospel. That is to be united in purpose to proclaim the gospel. You see, it is God's desire for you and for me as Christians to see to it that our lifestyle is reflecting the gospel and is making the gospel becoming so that people will want to come to the Lord. And we do that by being united in spirit, that's our attitude, by being united in mind, that is, that we might honor a God in all things, and that is by being united in purpose to proclaim the gospel. I fully believe that if we would focus on Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27 and apply it to our lives on a day-by-day basis, that number one, we would be blessed of the Lord, and number two, we would be more effective witnesses for Him among those around us who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And so I would encourage you today to take some time and focus on Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27. Let's be united with the intent of showing the gospel to others, that they too may come to Christ and know the forgiveness of sins and the promise of eternal life. Father, I thank you for this passage of Scripture. It is my prayer that you'll give each and every one of us as Christians the ability and the strength to live so as to make the gospel of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, attractive, and we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moment of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I am Pastor Gary Dahl, Other Way of Truth Ministries, saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.